Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by Mark Henderson and Jorinda Stone, both volunteers for the Monroe Symphony League. And welcome to KEDM.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you for being here today. And first, some people may not know, they know what the Monroe Symphony is because they hear them play from time to time. What's the Monroe Symphony League, Jorinda?
The Monroe Symphony League is a group of persons, men and women, who support the symphony by making money. And one of the ways we make money is through the book room and selling gently used books to the public. We not only support the symphony in their general fund, but we do some educational programs for the students, the Sound Safari. We have the Emerging Artists Competition, and right now we're underwriters for the New Music on the Bayou, which is happening this weekend. So yeah. Lots of things.
That got kicked off yesterday, and I saw a lot of folks over there in Ruston going on this weekend.
So
in
our purpose is to support good music in the community.
Mark, you're involved in the book room. How do you? What do you do at the book room? What do they have you working on?
Well, I started in the warehouse taking donations and doing an initial sort. We sort them by hardback and paperback. Now I'm in the actual room doing a second sort, sorting the books by romances and suspense and mostly paperback. My duty is paperback. So there's a second sort, and then they go out to all the volunteers to put them on the shelves.
Now, where is the book room located?
It's located catty corner to the new store. It's at 320 North 4th Street and a couple of blocks north of Washington.
Now, Jorinda, you tell me this every time, and, you know, when I hear book sale, I've been to book sales where there's just junk piled up everywhere, and it's just crazy. You guys aren't anything like that. You're like a bookstore.
Yes, indeed. And you heard him say initial sort, and then a second sort, and then out to the different divisions. It is done by category, and in most instances, on the shelf by author's last name. So it's a tremendous way to shop in air conditioning. You're not on the boxes on the ground shuffling through looking for books. And we have categories like one of the favorite, it's a cookbook category where everybody, sometimes on the first day they stand 3 feet, three person deep.
You know, I'll go to the store and I don't ever cook anything, but I'll buy a cookbook because it looks cool sitting on the, you know, the coffee table or something. It looks really cool, and you might drop 20 or 40 bucks on a, you know, fancy colorful cookbook. What's a fancy colorful cookbook go for?
Unless it's a complete rarity, $5 would buy you the most gourmet cookbook, you know, that you would want. Just beautiful books. A lot of people downsizing, and we have beautiful books that are probably never used before.
And the average price runs between $1 and $2, although you can get a lot of paperbacks for 25 cents.
Wow. 25-cent paperback is a heck of a deal.
It is. People bring a box and have a whole box full for $5 or $10.
Now, let's talk about that real quick. You say people bring you books. So people bring you books. When can people bring books to the book room? How does that work?
We have a work day every Wednesday. And that's when all the volunteers are there to do work leading up to the book sale. And while we're there on Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., people are welcome to bring their books down. We also take audio visuals. We do LPs. We have a lot of vinyl, CDs, DVDs. We even have cassettes that we're trying to get rid of. So.
Now, that's pretty neat, you know, because you think about book sale and you don't think about music. And, you know, I look at my desk right now and I've got probably 15 CDs sitting here next to me that I'm going through listening to. How much do, like, something like a CD go for?
CD goes for, well, it'll run about $1.
Now, that's not bad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can get vinyl for $1. And we have one really cool thing right now in the book room. We have a complete set of the Carnegie Hall collection. This is classical music. It's 50 LPs.
Wow.
It's 50 LPs from the Philips and the Deutsche Grammophon labels that cover from pre-Baroque all the way up to the modernists. And that whole set is in a leather case. Ten leather cases. And they're beautiful. They're beautiful. And that whole collection's going for $50.
The book sale is going on. Jorinda, the first day of the book sale is a little different than everything else because that's the big, big day.
That's when your first eyes are good. And we have a $2 for adults, and that goes to the maintenance of our building.
So a $2 cover charge on the first day.
$2 cover charge on the first day. The rest of the days are free. We'll start tomorrow, Saturday the 2nd. And continue Sunday afternoon, the 3rd. And then the next weekend, we have two full weekends, all day Friday, the 8th, and Saturday, the 9th.
And those hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, and then the Friday and Saturday, and 1 to 5 on Sunday.
And you mentioned air conditioning, which is a big plus. Not back in some old dank warehouse looking for books. It's all organized well and almost like walking into a store.
If you have a particular interest, we are categorized like into the fiction, the nonfiction, the paperback, and we pulled out all the romance. And she shelved that a fun way. She puts the hardback and the paperback together.
It's the Monroe Symphony League Book Fair. I'm with Mark Henderson and Jorinda Stone. Jorinda, again, y'all are there when this weekend and when next weekend?
We're there Saturday and Sunday of this weekend and Friday and Saturday of the next weekend. We're on North 4th Street, and we would love for everyone to come visit us.
The Monroe Symphony League Book Fair, the book room kind of catty corner to the New Star building. You've been listening to Lanyap on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.